Hey, buddy.
You almost had me. You almost had me. I can't believe you've gotten better at this. You used to be so transparent about it. When you see something that threatens you because you think it's really good or whatever, and you're dismissive of it, you used to be, like, really transparent. Like, you're so dumb. That guy's not... Who cares? What he can do, but that's not a cool thing that they made. I could do better. But this time you really refined it. She's like, yeah, nothing. But I still know you. And if it couldn't be the case, but that's true.
What?
Clearly you found that episode hilarious for so many reasons. That was a good one. You've gotten better, Josh, but I know
there was one.
That was a slice of comedic genius. And if I die right now, hearing that, I will have lived a full life. So, I hear you loud and clear.
There was one or two funny moments in the show. I'll admit to that.
All right.
Okay, can we talk now? What?
Yeah, we can kind of squeeze in, so she said.
Okay.
That's what she said.
No.
It's a classic.
Not really.
The classic joke that people forget it.
Go ahead. So, who wants to go first? Me or you? Cool story.
What is that?
Remember
the name of
the
a
historical
segment? Like reply all has a yes, no, and year.
You know, you keep like.
Hold on, I like it. Let me just chew on it. Who wants to go first? Me or you? So you need to be shorter. Like yes, no is kind of
okay. Who goes next? Just, that's the
no,
name.
That sounds like a...
What? Who goes next?
Yeah, because yes, it needs to be more like...
How about our segment?
Next.
Hmm?
No, that's too formal, businessy.
Me or you?
No.
Me or you, because it's three words, but it sounds like one word. Me
we
or
need
you.
To really ride the coattails of a plow here, because they got the rhythm going, and we're going to do next to you.
Here's the thing.
Next you.
Yeah, next to you?
Yeah.
I don't want to copy them. I mean, their thing is yes. Their thing is yes, no. I don't want to copy.
Applying best practices.
Millennials.
It's a known thing. The millennials, when they hear segments, the title, they need. This is like podcast 101.
No, I'll tell you about podcast 101.
They need two of the same word.
Recording episodes and releasing them 2 months later, out of order. To confuse your audience, that's podcast 101.
Actually, well, that's kind of, I'm kind of surprised you're revealing that right now because it's,
That's our secret sauce?
Well, it's a little hush-hush, though.
Yeah, because,
we don't have a beautiful audience at this point, so.
No, not really. I'm going to start putting ads. I'm going to start finding sponsors and put ads in the middle of our shows because I'm ready to sell out. I've been resistant to selling out. Now I'm ready to sell out.
Why would you put it in the middle?
Well, I don't know. I think that's a comfortable place for an ad to pop up.
Are you doing what you always do? You're just like, I'm not going to see whatever, but the highest performing podcasts do. We're just going to...
Okay.
Do...
We have three choices.
Hold
on. I'm not King Josh. I don't just make executive decisions. Thane, let's talk about this. Should we put that ads at the
Welcome
beginning?
Welcome to Hello, This is Josh podcast, brought to you by Fotoboco.
Yeah.
The Brazilian restaurant.
There's a Brazilian
your
restaurant.
Whole family can enjoy.
Okay. I'm hooked. Like, what's their pros? What's the good side of
it? Yeah, they offer... frosting. That's why I didn't go to marketing.
Frosting? I'm not interested in a Brazilian restaurant that offers frosting.
No, softing.
Oh.
Softing.
That sounds weird. Is that like a fetish?
Well, I was going to say, it's a double entendre. as it were.
Oh, you have a double tongue.
It is. It does happen to be a fetish.
Yeah.
But it's also a culinary technique that involves in interacting with your clients. Because the whole Brazilian steakhouse thing is a cook right there and they give you all you want. But
Yeah, you know now. Okay, I'm thinking a three-way business that does Brazilian waxing, Brazilian food, and this saucing thing you're talking about in the back room. So, like, it's like a sex dungeon restaurant / Brazilian waxing place. So you can go get a Brazilian wax, eat some Brazilian food, and then have sex.
I don't know.
No? Okay. Anyway, moving on. Nice diversion there.
You kind of ruined it. Everything feels really uncomfortable now.
Why? You brought it up. What are you... Okay.
No, you made it weird.
No, I didn't.
You feel ashamed right now.
No, I'm not.
Let's do this. You know what? Let's mourn this and give 5 seconds of mourning silence for the shame that you just let on us. Hold on.
All right. Can we decide whether we do that or not?
Just stop. Five seconds of silence to mourn the shame that you brought.
What shame? Oh, wait, this is where I'm being quiet. Oh, sorry. That was 5 seconds.
I feel better. Okay.
It felt like 10 seconds.
Have you forgiven me?
I'm totally forgiven. Yeah. Okay. I don't want to just make decisions. So let us decide together. We have 3 spots for ads.
Beginning. You have to be precise with your language. We'll still be making a decision. What you mean to say is, I don't want to make a unilateral decision.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
We have to make them together.
Okay, so let's make it together. We have 3 spots as go. Beginning, middle, end. Which spot do you like better?
Well, small in the beginning, a little small in the middle, a little small in the end. That's three small ads.
Three small ads? I don't want three.
Yeah, because you don't.
Okay, here. I'm fine with this. I'll compromise. Here's your two. These are the 2 things I'm willing to do. Small one at the beginning, just a name drop kind of ad.
Let's just start with that. I'm tiring of this line, and I want to just do that.
Okay. And then a big one at the end so that people can just stop listening and not have to listen to the end.
Are you okay?
Did you have enough sugar today?
Well, I'm trying to, my family's about to come home, and we're taking a little basketball team, and I'm supposed to be doing stuff, but I'm trying to give my buddy a little pick-me-up, because I know that when I don't answer your calls, I'll call you back right away. You get all weird and
yeah. This is you doing a classic projection.
And I'm like, oh, great. Uh-huh. I know that Josh has been crying all weekend.
You cry all weekend when I don't answer your calls.
Position. So Beth was gonna be like, just call him, release him. So I call you. So I just wanted to get it out of my
head. Is that what happens? You end up crying all weekend when I don't answer your calls.
Okay. So what were you gonna share something with me?
Yeah. Well, you said you were excited about it. I was going to share a little bit of history, and you were supposed to find a bit of history to share with me.
Yes.
You didn't, did you?
Well, I kind of did, but I'm not. But I haven't refined it enough.
Oh.
I didn't find it. I just happened to have heard a podcast that had some interesting history, but I really put no effort into this at all, and it's going to just bomb.
Okay, well, we put no effort into anything. I think that'll go par for the course. That's a fishing term.
You might try putting a little more effort into it.
Yeah, par for the course, just to let you know, that's a fishing term. Fishermen talk about how they have par for the course.
Par?
Yeah. It's a type of fish. Your course is like your meal. So you have par for the course. It's like when I caught a really good fish. Par is a type of fish, like sunfish.
I'm pretty sure you're wrong.
Like,
no, is this the thing that you're going to share
no.
with me? Because right, because it's terrible.
Thanks.
Go.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so there are these women, a mother and daughter, back in 1896, named Helga and Clara Etsby. Okay. And Helga was...
Where
were they? They were in Miker Creek, Washington, out west, way out west, Oregon.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And...
Okay.
And, yeah, thank you. And it was really cool because, well, it's not cool. It's kind of sad. They were falling on hard times. There was a depression in the late 1800s, and they had a loan for their farm. Helga's husband got injured, and they weren't going to be able to keep the farm. So she came up with an idea to do something to save the farm. Like, this is her gambit. This is her big thing that she came up with. And she was also really big into being a suffragette.
Hold on, I gotta file that word because I actually never knew what it meant. Gambit, and I like it, so let me file that for use.
Gambit.
Okay.
I hope that you never do that again. I mean, that's...
Do what?
That was awful.
Hold on.
What are you doing? Did you just flush the toilet?
Well, no, I took a poop, and then I flushed the toilet. Go ahead.
Okay.
Right now, do you?
Huh?
Do you find some hilarity and very natural and...
No. This is...
Everybody poops.
Yes.
There's even a book about it.
There's...
For children.
Yeah. Yes, there is. So this, so Helga's her big gambit.
So sure.
Was to, you're, is this our first poop cast? I mean, have you pooped before when we were on the podcast?
So immature.
This is our first poop cast. I can't believe you're turning our show, I can't believe you're turning our show into toilet humor.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Such a belt.
Okay.
Okay.
So Helga's big idea being a suffragette, she, what are you doing?
God, why are you so obsessed with my physical processes?
Can you not just listen to me for 2 seconds?
Fine. God, just go on with it.
But you're making so much noise.
I'm a human being, Josh.
That's awesome.
I'm a human being.
Which I question
father,
that.
And I'm allowed a couple bad groans here and there, or lightly blow my nose, or use the potty. Okay, get over it. Now move on with the story, please.
Okay. So as a suffragette, she wanted to show that women can do anything men can do. She contacted some people.
I actually missed something. She had an ambit to save the farm.
Yes.
Okay.
That's it. That's as far as I made it.
What was the suffragette part?
She's a suffragette. She believes in, you know, women's rights.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the 1800s, it was a thing.
Right.
If you don't know what the suffragettes were, look them up. Anyway. So she, her idea to save the farm was to show in two things, show that women can do anything men can do and get paid to do it. So she contacted people in New York and set up a journey. She was going to walk from Mill Creek.
Wait a minute, she contacted, quote, the people in New York?
Yeah,
who
some people.
The people in New York?
That's the thing. Nobody knows. She had sponsors. And they were in New York City, but nobody knows who they were.
Okay.
Yeah. And so she
contacted some unknown, to this day, unknown sponsors in New York.
Right.
To help fund her trek across the U.S.
Yeah. And she was going to travel from Spokane, Washington, to New York City. Spokane.
Spokane.
No, it's not Spokane. It's Spokane.
Okay. You're wrong. They're here.
Okay. Well,
okay. Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. There's a whole bunch of the story. I guess I'll have to tell you the rest later.
All right. Well, you're going to have to... You wouldn't go on and on about stuff.
Well, I didn't even want to...
So,
after we started... don't even. This is on you. I didn't even want to get into it. Yeah, because...
Goodbye,
after we started,
Josh. Let's try again next time.
Maybe all right.
We'll
that was awesome. Such a failure.
Are you ready for an exciting adventure? Well, the next time you're in Everglades City, Florida, be sure to swing by Fly Fishing with Captain Ned Small. He'll take you on a fly fishing adventure that you won't soon forget. fly fishing with Captain Ned Small has one 5-star review. This person really enjoyed his time fly fishing with Ned. Fly fishing with Ned is open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day of the week. He loves his fly fishing that much. Once again, they are in Everglades City, Florida, located easy to find on Panther Creek Lane. It looks like a great time.